Hot Chocolate, written by Peek to the Ocean and read by K-Burb. This is a Batman fic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the characters of Tim Drake and resurrected Jason Todd. If anyone asks Jason why he feels the need to come to Tim's block to steal the tires off of his bike, he won't be able to give them a good answer. Yes, he has a flat tire and needs one the exact type as Tim's. And yes, he likes to provoke his little brother, but it's 4 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. Tim's groggy words have Jason freezing, and he suppresses the instinct to run. He isn't 13. These aren't Batman's tires. If he has to, he's confident that he could take Tim in a fight. Well, fairly confident. Baby Bird has bulked up a bit. But by the look of Tim, he doesn't seem prepared for a fight. He's sleepy and confused, leaning against the doorway to his townhome. Half of his hair is sticking up in all directions, while the other half is plastered against the side of his head. Kid didn't even change out of his boxers before opening the door. He had time to grab a bat, which isn't too bad, but Jason would have preferred him to be a little more prepared to defend himself. Do you want some hot chocolate? What? Jason lets the tire iron fall to the sidewalk with a metallic clang. He might be more tired than he originally thought. It's a good night for hot chocolate. Or coffee, I guess, if you're into that too. But it's more of a hot chocolate night. Jason still doesn't answer, and Tim takes that as a sign that he needs more convincing. For the record, he doesn't. Doesn't need more convincing, that is. It's just chilly enough that Jason could actually go for a hot chocolate, and he's willing to bet that Tim has the good stuff. I've got 3 different kinds of marshmallows, Tim offers to him with the same pride that a different person would use when bragging about their antique car collection. Jason wonders where he hides all the marshmallows when Alfred comes over. Jason looks at the tires, and then back up at Tim. He can't help but smirk. This all feels familiar. What is that? What's it called? Deja vu. I think I've been here before is what I'm saying, Drake. He doesn't mean that he's literally been there before, on the sidewalk in front of Tim's house in the early hours of the morning, even though he has, and Tim probably knows it. Tim looks at him, curiously, but then follows his line of vision to the tires. His gaze swings up to meet Jason's, and he matches his smirk. I'll bet, is his only response. Now it's Jason's turn to be confused, because how does Tim know what happened the first time he met Batman? Tim's looking at Jason, but he's not really looking at him, and Jason can tell that the expression on Tim's face isn't really for him. Until, suddenly, it is. Jason imagines it's the point when Tim realizes he is outside, wielding an aluminum bat, against his Gotham Rogue vigilante adopted brother, and Jason can tell this time that even with everything else, Tim's smile is for him. Come on inside. I've got some photos to show you. Jason blinks. This isn't what he was expecting. Photos from last week's DA sting, he asks hopefully. Tim looks at him, puzzled, but then his eyes flick to the tires before going right back to Jason. He smiles again, and this time it's infectious. Not quite. The end.